Concours Écricom 2012, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 29. Children outdo adults in digital savvy. It is a truth universally acknowledged that even Hollywood relationships last longer than the average smartphone battery. However, what Sailesh Jeswani did not know was that there were ways to prolong it other than keeping all phone conversations under 15 seconds. It was only recently when his 13-year-old son, Aditya, downloaded the app called Juice Defender on his Android phone that both of us realized such features existed, said Jeswani's wife, Anjali. However, like many parents of the young, restless, and tech-savvy Generation Y, Jeswani finds such moments both flattering and scary. Hetal Shah learnt how to Facebook from her 13-year-old son Rajiv. Besides the basics, he also taught me about privacy settings and gave me tips on etiquette, says the homemaker, who is now active in the networking world. But that's not all, Rajiv taught his mum. He showed me how to download a YouTube video too, she adds. And like Jeswani and Shah, a whole generation of parents is learning important tech how-tos from their perpetually wired children. I would need an instruction manual to learn all the things the iPad can do. But my son just used it a couple of times and knows it inside out, says Elsie Gabriel, mother of 9-year-old Ridge Ferns. When they were vacationing in Sri Lanka last year, he used GPS on his iPad to locate every new place he visited. I would then Google the name of the place and read up about its history and other attractions in the area, he says. I love downloading apps and using them to do nifty things like calculate the time it would take to reach a new place. According to antivirus company AVG, the average 11-year-old child has adult skills when it comes to technology. As per a 2011 study titled Digital Diaries by the firm, younger children are more likely to navigate with a mouse, play a computer game, and operate a smartphone than swim, tie their shoelaces, or make their own breakfast. The survey that interviewed 2,200 online mothers of children between 2 and 5 years old in countries including the US, Canada, UK, France, and Italy found that 58% of children aged 2 to 5 know how to play a basic computer game, compared with 52% who know how to ride a bike. While 63% could turn a computer on and off, only 11% could tie their shoelaces without help. After a point, technology becomes a part of the children's DNA. The device or the software becomes a way of life, says Rohit Tikmani, director, Universal Education Group, whose schools use iPads and MacBooks for teaching. In schools, teachers want kids to write good old essays, say, about Mahatma Gandhi, while kids want to create a presentation about him using images, a piece from his Wikipedia page, and a YouTube video, he says, pointing out that it is because today's kids have never seen a world without Facebook, 24/7 TV, SMS, hypertext, and MP3 music. Their teachers and parents, on the other hand, grew up when direct face-to-face social interaction was the norm. Fin du texte numéro 29.